most films that come to the festival shot on? Are they film or are they now HD?
They're now HD.
Okay. How many, what percentage maybe?
Probably 60% are digitally shot. And I think that number's even going to get bigger over the next couple. Unfortunately, I mean, there's nothing like seeing a film on 35mm.
Yeah.
We just love getting those in. The general audience, moviegoers sometimes can't tell the difference. But when you're in the business, it's just, there's nothing like having that big 35mm print there. But truth of the matter is, it's an economic thing.
Yeah.
And you can do so much more at so much less of a cost if you're shooting digitally. So it's really, it's the way that it's going, it's the way it's been going the last couple of years. I don't see that changing. But yeah, primarily digital.
What is the average budget of a film that comes in the average length? And I know you have different lengths, shorts.
Right. Generally speaking, we, independent film festivals or, you know, regional ones like we are, we kind of focus on films that are made for $1 million or under. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get over that $1 million range, sometimes it's not really an indie film, you know, sometimes it's not a small picture anymore. And, you know, some our two or three of our award winners this year were shot for, one was $250,000, one was $375,000, and one was just over $500,000. So we really focus on some of those that are under that $1 million mark, but it can go anywhere. You know, some of our showcase films, like our closing night film, Sunshine Cleaning, and like The Great Buck Howard, were $4 and $5 million pictures. But those are just the ones that we bring in. You know, every festival needs to have the draw films.
Yeah.
And so some of those, you know, break that rule a little bit. But generally speaking, it's kind of all over the board. There's one being shot in Sedona right now called Sedona, A Mystical Adventure. They're raising the funds for it right now. It's going to shoot this summer. And his film, his budget is $2
million.
Okay.
Well, you have a lot of sponsors for the festival. How did you get those sponsors, and how do they participate in the festival?
Well, sponsorship is an ongoing, always changing, working
relationship
in itself. And for us, because we're not a major metropolitan festival, I mean, we're Sedona. We don't have a major, you know, international airport. Mm-hmm. We don't have 2 million people living in our vicinity. It's a little bit more of a challenge to get and maintain the sponsors, the national sponsors, because they're all looking for getting their name and their logo in front of the most people at one time.
Pepsi.
We got Pepsi. Oh, yeah. We've got some really, really great ones that actually see a value to a really strong regional festival, because we have a diehard, dedicated fan base, those type of things. So our sponsorships are kind of a combination of cash donors, cash sponsorships, in-kind donations, and a kind of a combination thereof. You know, we've got probably about 40 different hotel and lodging partners and resort partners here. They don't give us cash, but they give us make rooms to house all of our filmmakers.
And so every filmmaker gets a place to stay.
Every filmmaker gets a place to stay. And gets to join us, you know, here in Sedona for the whole time of the festival, and it doesn't cost us anything because our lodging partners and our lodging sponsors are putting them up.
Okay, see, I didn't know, not every festival does that.
Right.
But some help.
Some help, right.
Yeah, so.
And that's the thing, you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves on, we can't fly the filmmakers here, we just can't afford it to, and because we're not affiliated with a major international airport, if they can get themselves here, we put them up for all the nights that they're here, we feed them every day in our filmmaker lounge, for that, our sponsors come in and do that. So one day Amara Resort does it, one day L'Auberge, one day Reds, you know, so it's something that they can all give. It's a way for them to give and without having to write a check out.
Yeah.
And every bit of that works just like it was cash for us, because we'd have to pay for that if we didn't already have that. So it's a win-win for everybody. They get their name on a really great festival, name recognition, and hopefully those people turn into, you know, customers. Some of them had some great food at Reds. or in the lounge when Reds was feeding them, we'll go to Reds for dinner that night.
Right.
And someone
who's... Tell our friends.
Right. Someone who stays at the Hilton, the next time they come back to Sedona, will go, wow, I stayed there when they put me up for the film festival. That's where we have to go when we go back.
Yeah.
So that there's residual business. So sponsorships is a very tough thing, but we're very fortunate that we've got a really strong base of them and getting stronger every year. That we can really, you know, basically the sponsors have such a good experience with us that they automatically sign up to be back again next year. So it's just a matter of, you know, cultivating new ones every year to just keep adding to it.
Keep that going.
Right.
Okay.
How do you, you told me how you choose the films that are submitted and accepted. How do you choose the winners of the categories other than the audience?
Right. For the Director's Choice Awards, there's the two heads of the Film Selection Committee and myself that make all the final decisions. But we base it on everything that the 30 film screeners have said and put in their comments and their ratings. So really what we do is we look at the highest rated films from those people giving comments, us giving comments, and that's really how the winner is decided. So it's a very diplomatic, it's a very democratic way of doing it, where it's not just three of us sitting in a room going, I think we should pick this one. It's literally the result of 33 different people.
Angles
and things. And there are some that, you know, one person just really, 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 really loves a film and totally gets it and basically really wants the world to see the film, and someone else will see the very same film and say, I don't see any point of why this film was made.
human experience.
Exactly. So it's kind of a strange thing, but some of those end up to be the best films in the festival because you want that audience to take different things from it. You don't want to necessarily always do films that everyone's going to absolutely love. It's not possible because you just don't, you'd kill yourself trying to find those films that everyone's going to love. Some of the ones are the ones that, the best ones are the ones that people go out scratching their heads going, what did we just see here?
And still thinking about
it. Right, and still thinking about it. And when someone next to them is going, wow, that's the most profound film I've ever seen, where you have that where it's very different reactions from different people. So that's why we think our system of picking the winners, the Director's Choice winners anyway, is really a very good system. Because
did you come up with that, or did you follow it?
No, we followed up. I mean, that's the way that really it's been done for 15 years here. I've just completed my fifth festival.